Hey, superstars. Hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's approximately 12:36. I am still currently located in Medellin, Colombia here. But still, welcome to the rant, folks. Welcome to the podcast where I, your favorite millionaire, goes live every evening here, midnight, to give all of you the opportunity to pick my brain, to ask questions that you would like to know about your business, about your success, about the things that you're trying to manifest in your life here, okay? And tonight, got something special for you. I want to talk about the one question that transformed my life. How many of you are looking for a transformation? Be honest. Maybe your finances are... maybe your health, maybe your relationships, or just your life in general, okay? And this was a very, very instrumental breakthrough point in my life that everything changed. And it was a question here. So listen up. Let me talk about it. I'm Wesley Virgin, if you don't know who I am. I'm a young black self-made millionaire from Houston, Texas. And like I said, I just talked to you all night. In the middle of the night, I've been doing this for about 3 to 4 years now, and it's free, okay? It is absolutely free. You don't have to pay a dime. I am worth about $40 million. I'm in the digital marketing space now. I'm in the tech space, in the app development space. That's fun, but the app space is not for the weak, for sure. But other than that, I'm a father of three amazing children. And I'm just living my best life, honestly. And I want to help others live their best life as well, okay? So thank you for the likes always. Thank you for the shares. I appreciate everybody that joins the Spotify podcast and the Apple podcast for all the reviews. Thank you so much for that. I do appreciate that. So let's talk about this one question here, okay? And let's go ahead and rewind. Listen up, please. Back to my 20s, because listen, this is the question. I truly believe that every future millionaire or every future successful person must ask themselves before they begin to see things change, like they start to see the outcome or they begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Does that make sense to everyone? Because that's why you're listening to me, right? You're not listening to me just because I have a sexy voice. No. You're listening because there's something that you want or something that you don't know. And you trust me or you believe in me to the point that I can add some value to your life. Okay? So, this was in my 20s. And as a matter of fact, how many of you are in your 20s right now? You really want to pay attention to this. And even if you're in your 30s as well. At that time in my 20s, it was around 25, 26 years old, I was introduced to the platform or the opportunity called network marketing, okay? If you don't know what that is, that's just an industry that allows you to sell a product or a service and to recruit people in the process. That's all what it is, basically, right? And I was excited because I've never seen anything like it before. And it was my first, no, it actually wasn't my first time joining network marketing. It was my second. And I'll never forget this. And I had joined previous network marketing companies, but this one particular one, I kind of resonated with the speaker, okay? The speaker that was speaking that night, because I had to go to a meeting, obviously, and I remember I was wearing a black suit, and at that time, I think I was driving an Infiniti, and I drove, and I didn't have any money, though, but I was looking rich, but I wasn't rich, if that makes sense to you, and I remember walking into the doors, and if you know anything about network marketing, they have meetings in hotels, they have meetings in homes. And I went to the front of the room. And because I really wanted to be successful. Does that make sense? And let me give you some advice. If you're in network marketing right now, multi-level marketing, or any type of opportunity, you know, whenever they have a seminar, convention, just go to the front of the room. It's important. And I'll tell you reasons why that's important. So I was always in front of the room, okay? And I remember being a part of the organization for 6 months. I never missed a meeting. I was always there. I was always sharp. As a matter of fact, my cousin was in it, and I had one of my friends. They were my two recruits. And after 6 months, listen, I didn't have nobody a part of my organization. What I mean is, for 6 months, really, really working, trying to recruit people, trying to sell the product, reading books, listening to self-development audio. As a matter of fact, that company introduced me to self-development, and I was making no money. So I want you to imagine a man that's 27, 28 years old, in an organization, there 6-7 months, really working hard, man. I was working, trying to recruit people, trying to sell the product, inviting people to the meetings, trying to get people to come a part of the organization. And no one was signing up, okay? Until one night, and this is the night that I had a shift mentally, okay? And I want you to listen to this. So I'll never forget, I arrived at the hotel, because it was at a hotel. It was always on, I think, Wednesday or Thursday nights, where you get invited to a hotel, and, you know, it's a bunch of people in the room, and you need to invite people, because you invite people because you want people to sign up, obviously, right? So listen up here. And I remember listening to the presentation, and I'm always in front of the room. Remember that. I'm always in front of the room. And the speaker looked at me in the middle of his presentation. And he said, "Young man," he said, "do you know what you want?" I said, "Absolutely." And this is where the question came in. You know, because he was going around the room and just talking about, you know, most of you know what you want. You want to be rich. You want to be successful. And he got to me. "You know what you want?" I said, "Absolutely." And I thought he was going to say, "Well, what do you want?" He didn't say that. Because in my mind, like, I already know what I want. I want to make millions of dollars, right? I want to be successful. I want to be financially independent. I was 28 years old, and I was a little lost. Just didn't know what I wanted to do next in my life. And let me tell you the question that this man asked me that changed everything for me. After he said, you know what you want, right? I said, "Absolutely." He said, "Why do you want what you want?" I thought he was going to ask me, "Well, what do you want, young man?" He says, "Why do you want what you say you want?" Now, I want you to think about that for a second. I was bewildered. I'm thinking to myself, you know, I thought I was going to tell him, "I want to be a millionaire. I want to be successful. I want to be financially independent. I don't want to struggle anymore. I'm tired of being in debt. I got bad credit. You know, I'm tired of faking it," right? But he said, "Why do you want what you want, Mr. Virgin?" He didn't say my name. He didn't know my name. But he said, "Why do you want what you want?" And honestly, I was lost for words. You know, from the beginning, at the age of 21, when I made a decision that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, I never asked that question. I never thought about why did I want it so badly. You know, I can tell people, because almost everybody that's on this rant right now, everybody that's on this podcast, that's listening to my voice, like, everybody probably knows what they want, right? Like, "Oh, I want to be rich. I want to be a millionaire, and I want to do well in life, and I want to be happy." But I've never been asked, why do I want it? Why? I've had people say, "Well, how bad do you want?" I said, "I want it real bad." But no one has ever asked me why until that night. It was 8 p.m. in Houston, Texas. It was at the Marriott Hotel. I never forget this. 28 years old. And I'm sitting there in a black suit, and I can't answer this man, can't tell him why. And I think I just said, well, because I want it. He said, why do you want it? And I was like, damn, the pressure is on me right now. Like, I thought he was just going to say why. I said, well, because I really want it. He said, why do you really want it? I mean, when I say this man raised his voice, he was looking straight at me. Okay? I'm in the front of the room. There's over 100 to 200 people in the room. And I said, well, I want to be financially free. He said, why? Why do you want to be financially free? And I said, well, because I don't want to struggle. And I thought that was it. I said, well, because I don't want to struggle. And he said, well, why don't you want to struggle anymore? And I was like, damn. When do the questions stop? And I thought about it. I said, well, yeah, why don't I want to struggle? And it got to the point that I didn't have any answers because he kept asking me why. Because I said, I'm in pain. He said, why are you in pain? Because I don't have the life that I want. He said, why don't you have the life that you want, that you don't? Why don't you have the life that you want? Why? And man, I mean, I'm telling you, my suit was soaked. I mean, my armpits were sweating. True story. And thank God he kind of start talking, and what he did said, see, this is what he said. He said, see, just like this young man, just like all of you, you may know what you want, but you don't know why you want it deeply. And I know some of you may say, well, why was that a hard question to answer? See, listen, I think most of you may think that's a very simple question to answer, right? If you say, well, why do you want it? You know what you're going to say? The same thing I said. Well, I don't want to struggle anymore. Well, because I believe I can have it. But see, this is what he told me. This is what blew my mind. He says, until you have a deep emotional why that compels you to do something, even though you may be uncomfortable, you're never going to do it. See, a lot of you, even on this rant tonight, you're listening to me, right? You might say, well, I know my why. Well, why are you still living the life that you're currently living if you know your why? Like, why are you still in debt? Why you still got a 9-to-5 job? Why is your business still not working? Why aren't you making any more money when there are millions of ways to make money? Why are you still procrastinating? Why are you still making excuses? Why are you still not motivated if you know your why? You don't. He said the why must be deep and it must be emotional. See, deep means you have to keep asking yourself why questions. When you say, well, because I want to be financially free. Why? Because I'm tired of struggling. Why are you tired of struggling? Well, because I'm tired of living this type of life. Well, why are you tired of living that type of life? And you have to continue to ask that question until you hit your emotional triggers. Because we all have them. We all have an emotional trigger that will allow us to compel or cajole ourselves to do what's necessary, even though it's uncomfortable, even though we're not getting any result, but we do it anyway. Does that make sense? Okay. The point is, 95% of you just don't know why you want to be a millionaire. No, you don't. And it doesn't matter. You can tell me all day until you're blue in the face. I know why. I know my... No, you don't. Like, if you know your why are you still losing? Think about it. Why are you still losing if you know your why? Why are you procrastinating? Why are you not consistent? A man or a woman that knows his or her deep emotional why on why they must change now, they change. Okay? They don't make excuses. And listen, it's just not about becoming a millionaire. That's an example, folks. Some of you want to be happy. Some of you want so-called a better life. Some of you want a significant other. Some of you want to travel more. Some of you want to be confident. It doesn't matter what you want. What I want you to understand that whatever you want, you have to know why you want it. Why do you think people go to school for 4 years to get a degree? Because they have a why. That why may be like, you know, it's my education. You know, I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to have no degree. I want to have opportunities. This is connected to my livelihood. You got to know what your why is. Okay? Are you folks listening to me here tonight? Look, I'm doing this for free. I don't have to do this. Some of you are not even listening. You're too busy reacting to what I said. Instead of listening, like really listening. Some of you are in your 30s and 40s and 50s and you're still not listening. Whatever you want on this planet, whatever you desire, you must have a deep emotional reason why you want it. Why? Because that's what's going to move you when adversity strikes. That's what's going to move you when challenges happen. That's what's going to move you when you have issues, you can't even explain how you're going to fix it. Does that make sense? So, listen. What I want you to do is this. I want everybody, if you're listening to me, listen now. Listen. If you don't want to pay attention, if you don't want to listen, okay? Get the fuck off the live. Like, don't waste my time, don't waste your time, and don't waste the people that are really trying to understand what it takes to begin to transform their lives. But if you're going to be here, I want you to do this exercise for me right now. One, I want you to comment below, what do you want? Tell me what do you want and use only 4 to 5 words. Two, I want you to tell me in the comments below why you want it. And what I'm going to do as your mentor, your virtual millionaire mentor, I'm going to read it. I'm going to criticize it. I'm going to give you constructive criticism. I'm going to take it apart. But I'm going to help you. And I may give you some tough love. So don't be soft. Don't be a whiny baby. Don't say, well, why are you going to say it like that? You're not a fucking baby. You're an adult. If you're a baby, get the fuck off the live. Because let me tell you something. To become who you want to be, you got to have tough skin. Whoever you want to be. If you want to become something great on this planet, you got to have tough skin. I mean, you have to be resilient. You got to be formidable. You got to be able to take the rocks when rocks get thrown at you. Okay? Everything I do on these rants, I do it from love, man. I love you. I care about you. I don't want to be around you, though. I love you, though, but I don't want to be around you. Because some of you are so cynical and so negative and so whiny and so bitchy. I can't have that type of energy around me. But I can help you behind the phone. On Instagram. Okay? So go ahead and tell me, what do you want? And tell me why you want it.
Okay.
I'm looking at the comments below here. I want a complete life transformation, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. But what does that mean, Flex Beauty? Okay. What does that mean? You folks are so vague. You want a complete transformation? But what does that mean? What does that mean? Okay. I want free time because I have a child with special needs that needs me more. When I'm with him, the more he does, the better. Okay, great. I like that. So you want free time with your child to do what? To do what? And how much free time would you like? Write these words below, please. Clarity! Write these words below if you're listening. If not, take your ass to bed and get ready to go to your fucked up job. Clarity is power. Everybody, write those words below. I'm hot now. I'm pissed. Everybody. Write those words below right now. Clarity is power. Write it. Don't play with me. Write it and write it right now. Clarity. Okay? What does that mean? You gotta be clear about what you want. Okay? Say it with me. That's good. We're gonna do a red light special tonight. Okay? We're gonna do a red light special tonight. You got to be clear. 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 Not vague, not ambiguous, not unclear. You have to be clear. Detailed. About what you want. Okay?
So, Max, everybody again one more time. Now listen, if you're upset or bothered because I'm raising my voice, get off the rant. Take your ass to bed, okay? I need to raise my voice a bit because some of you are 40, 30, you're getting old, running out of time. Because of your inability to take action on what I'm trying to give you. I'm the millionaire. I'm the guy that's living his fucking dreams. I want to help you, but I can't make you do anything. And if you can't take it, go to bed. Because I don't give a damn. I give a damn about the people who understand that I'm serious about helping people transform. Because I understand the process of transformation is a beautiful thing. So write it again. What do you want? Somebody said, I want to inspire many African girls who grow up in poverty like me. Inspire them to do what, Miss Baines? Beat! God damn it. Clarity is power! Are you not listening? All of you. I want to inspire people to do what? Clarity is power. Write it again, big heads. All of you. Write it again. And I don't care if you wrote it before. Write it again. Because you're still getting it wrong.
What do you want? Somebody wrote financial freedom wrong. What does financial freedom mean to you? Wrong. That's why you're not financial free, by the way. Because you want financial freedom. Do you not understand that financial freedom has many definitions depending on who you're speaking to? Do you not understand that? You got 8 billion people on the planet. If you ask 8 billion people, hey, what does financial freedom mean to you? Every person is going to have a new and different definition of what that means. It's so amazing how people that are average and in poverty, they all say the same shit. I want financial freedom. I want to be successful. I don't want to struggle. It's always the same damn answers. Try again.
Wes, I'm going to travel the world next month, starting with Japan and ending with Thailand. I need to be able to set my team up before I leave. What's next? My why is I want to be the best example for my children, and I want to give them the best life. What is the best example? Describe that. Give me some describe what that means. Okay? Giving your children the best life, what does that look like? Be detailed. How many times do I have to repeat this shit? I mean, honestly. I see why many of you are not rich, and I can see why you're not happy. I see why a ton of you are discouraged and you're stuck and impatient. Look at the answers below. I can tell. Look at what you're commenting below here. I just explained to you in the last 5 to 10 minutes that clarity is power, that you must be detailed. You can't be vague. I said, be detailed. Tell me what you want. Be detailed as if you're writing a story. Paint a picture about the life that you want. Explain everything to me. Now. Okay. If you don't got a why, first of all, you're not even speaking correct English. I'm not going to respond to anybody that's speaking incorrect English at all. I'm skipping you. I want my business to be successful, making $1 million a year starting this year, because I want to be able to afford to pay all my bills and travel the country. I want, God, Jesus Christ. You know, I love all of you, but I can see why 99% of you are going to continue to fail in life. Continuing to feel that you're just never going to get what you want. Like, look how you write. Look how you communicate. Look at the word usage, the bad grammar. You don't even try. You don't even care. You know, it's a ton of millionaires on the planet, right? Millions, right? And they don't do this. Like, they're not going to go live. Because let me tell you why. Because they don't want to waste time with people like yourself. I know this because that's what they talk. I remember going to an event in in Dominican. And it was an 8-figure seminar, or it was an 8-figure deal. You know, you had to do 8 figures to be a part of this thing. And I was there. And I remember was eating lobster at a table, a dinner table. And these people was talking about people like yourself. He said, man, you can't change these average people, man. They don't get it. Most people will never get it, Wes. And those average poor people, you going live and you trying to talk to these people. And
Man, they're just silly. They're stupid. I swear to God. They use these words behind your back. They think you're stupid, silly, uneducated, unintelligible. And then when I look at the comments below, I look how you use words, the bad grammar, the bad spelling, all these abbreviations that don't even make any sense. You're proving these people right. Like, you're proving the wealthy people right. Look how you communicate in the captions below. Like, just look at, like, you, and you get upset when rich people talk about you. When they talk about the poor, they don't talk about you in front of your face. They talk about you behind closed doors. You know, and they just, you can't even imagine what these people say behind closed doors. But you guys are proving right. Like, you're not even good listeners. I just explained to you, you got to be clear. And you still give me the same freaking responses. I'm asking you again, what do you want? What do you want? And tell me, why do you want it? So look at this, man. We in the South, we not gonna be proper all day. And that's your motherfucking problem, Don Jay. Listen, that's your problem. Just because you from the South, guess what? I'm from the fucking South. I'm from the hood. I don't speak the way that you speak. I don't write like you write. You using that as an excuse. Well, since I'm from the hood, I'm from the South, that's just how I grew up. So what? Who cares how you grow? You know, I get tired of hearing men talk about, well, that's where I live and that's how I grew up. I'm from this area. So what? You're an adult now. You're a grown-ass man. Are you going to continue to talk about your fucking childhood and where you lived just because they had broken English? They couldn't communicate well, sagged their pants. That does not make it right. And that doesn't mean that people have to accept you. And you wonder why you can't get a proper job. You wonder why you can't be a part of the proper group. Because you make excuses like that, Dunjay. When do you decide to take responsibility and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm from the South, but I'm going to change it. No one has to accept me speaking or texting or writing the way that I do. I must change. How do I change? I educate myself. I learn how to communicate. I learn how to use better words. I go to school. I go to classes. I surround myself with people that speak better. Does that make sense? Okay. What is your why? And what do you want? Okay. What do you want and what is your why? I'm looking at the comments below here. I can see myself traveling, learning, and growing. Traveling where? Learning what? You folks still don't get it. What is your why, Wesley? To have an example. Finally, somebody that's smart. Let me tell you first what I wanted. What I wanted when I was broke, like a lot of you, or when I was in a position of averageness, when I had a job, when I had a normal, regular life, like most of you. Let me tell you what I told myself and what I wrote down. I said, I'm so grateful now that I earn $5,000 per day, every day, easily and effortlessly traveling to a new country every single month, flying first class around the world, staying in first class hotels. That's what I wrote down. Now, is that not clear? Did I say I want to be financially independent? Did I say that, well, I just want to be able to inspire the world? Or did I say I just want to be able to travel the world? No. I was clear, $5,000 a day. That's $150,000 a month. I said I want to travel to a new country every single month. As a matter of fact, I wrote down the countries that I wanted to travel to at that time. I said, I want to travel first class. I only want to stay in five-star hotels. Is that not very specific, folks? That's detail. Is it not? So that's the example. So can you please write it again, please? And do it correctly before you piss me off. What's next here? And don't give me excuse, Curtis, about the text box won't fit that. Write it twice, Jesus. Write as much as you can, hit the word enter, and write the remainder of the information. Damn, you guys make excuses. I see why you're not succeeding. All of you. Always a reason why. Well, this is why I couldn't do it. Well, this is to happen. Well, this is my excuse. Well, this happened, Wes. I don't give a damn. Do you not understand? The world does not give a fuck about your excuses. No one does. Your job doesn't care that you're sick. They don't care that you're hurting. They don't. When it's time to pay the rent, they don't care if you don't have the money. They don't care that you lost your job. They don't care that your parents are sick. They don't care that your child is sick. They don't care about your credit. All they want is the motherfucking rent. Car note. They don't care that you just lost a job. They don't care that you're going through hard times. All they want is the payment. So why do you think anybody else would care about your excuses about your life? Okay? They don't. Listen, I know I'm probably harsh tonight. It's a real life special. I haven't did one of these in a while. But listen, let me be honest with you. I know you might think, man, he's harsh. That's harsh. Why are you just talking to us like that? Well, like I said before, if you can't take it from me, you can't take it from the world. Because the world going to treat you worse. You know, you ever had a dream and you had everybody around you tell you that your dream is not going to be possible because they're always judging you as the person that they know you to be? Do you know when I told people I was going to be a millionaire, they laughed in my face? True story. Because everybody knew me as the class clown. I was just a person. I didn't take life seriously. I made so many mistakes. They just chuckled. They laughed at me. They kiki. Oh, okay, sure. You know, those sarcastic remarks. So don't get upset at me. I'm not your enemy. I'm your friend. I'm here to help you. Some of you need some tough love. Actually, some of you need some daddy energy in your life. Because some of you never had a daddy to give you that daddy energy. Some of you never had a daddy to give you tough love. And that's unfortunate. But we can't cry about that shit now. You can't cry about because you didn't have the right type of daddy, the right type of mom. You didn't have a mom. You didn't have a dad. We can't cry about that shit right now. It is too late to cry about what took place in your childhood. It is too late to cry about, well, you didn't get the best opportunities. You grew up in hood, so gives a fuck. You don't have time to cry and whine and bitch and moan about that. The question is, what are you going to do right now in this moment? What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to be a loser and keep losing in life? Or are you going to decide to take responsibility, learn, allow people to pour inside of you, don't take everything to heart, and be a student of success? Be a student of prosperity. Be a student of financial acumen. Be a student of entrepreneurship. Be a student of confidence. Be a student of discipline, of habits, collectively, that would create the life that you want.
because it's your call. Okay? It's your call. It's your call. Listen, before I let you guys go, because I'm not going to continue to ask you questions about what you want and what your why is. At this point, you should get it. If you don't get it, I'm sorry to hear that. That's not my problem. But what I would like to do is answer any questions that you may have that you would like to comment below. Ask them in the comment section below. And if you're going to leave a comment, make sure you use proper grammar or I'm going to be on that ass. I'm going to embarrass you. Out of love, of course. Okay? And if you can't write proper English, just go to ChatGPT and you write it in ChatGPT and put the word rewrite. Okay? So it's professional. So it makes sense. Questions for me. Where do I find a high value woman? Jordan, you don't need to find a high value woman until you become a high value man. Does that make sense to you? You don't need to find a high value woman until you become a high value man. And let me tell you why you're not a high-value man. You might say, well, how you know I'm not? Because a high-value man doesn't ask that question. I've been a high-value man for a very long time. I've never asked the question, well, how do I find a high-value woman? How do I find? I don't need to find any woman. They come to me. I'm the motherfucking honey. The women are the bees. They just come. Because I have exactly what women want. When you become an attractive person, the people that you desire, they come to you. I don't need to ask my... I'm not out there seeking and finding and looking. No, for what I want, I attract it. It comes to me. Does that make sense, young man? So you need first to become a high-value man first, since you're not. Oh, damn, Wes is like that? Absolutely, Jordan. High-value men, they don't ask questions like that. Where do I find a high-value woman? No high-value man asks that type of question. That means that you're not a high-value man. You need to become one. And I've already explained to all of you men what it takes to five, I think it's the five or four pillars of becoming a high-value man in life. Let me repeat them again since you didn't hear me before. One, your financial astuteness. In layman's terms, you need to be rich, period. You need to have more money for yourself and more money for the people that you decide to bring in your life, to your physicality. Go to the gym. You need to look decent. You need to look amazing. Go to the gym. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of your hygiene. Go to the gym 5 days a week, period. You can't be a fat fuck. Don't be fat. Don't be overweight. Don't have a dad bod. I don't care how many women say, oh, I love a dad bod. Don't have a dad bod. Don't listen to that bullshit. Okay? Work out. Three. Work on your communication skills. You need to learn how to articulate yourself properly. Okay? You need to learn how to write, read, and speak. Okay? Four. Emotional intelligence. You need to learn how to manage your emotions in situations that are chaotic. Men, you need to learn how not to argue with women. You should never argue with a woman in your life. You shouldn't allow anybody to trigger you. You have to learn how to calm yourself down. You need to learn how to be a stoic, how to be neutral in situations that are chaotic and insane. You have to learn how to be calm in every situation. Okay? What's next?
very welcome, Emmett. How many of you believe this rant was helpful? Which comes first, your why or the business plan? Your why?
Fuck the business plan, folks. How are you going to create a business plan when you don't even know why you want to create the business? You create the business plan, you still want to do what's necessary. The why is always first. Okay?
What's next? How do you stay mentally strong when you hit rock bottom?
Mr. Blanchard, no such thing as rock bottom. What is rock bottom? How do you describe rock bottom? Explain to me. What does that even mean? I don't think you know what rock bottom is. You know why, Mr. Blanchard? Because you're listening to me on the phone, correct? People that hit rock bottom, they don't have an iPhone. They don't have an Android phone. They're not on the internet because they don't have a goddamn computer. They don't have a house to live in. People that hit rock bottom, well, they're on the street, sleeping on the sidewalk. People that hit rock bottom, every single night, they have to dig in trash cans to find food to eat. People that hit rock bottom, every single day, they're standing out in the middle of the street asking, peddling for money. Is that you, Mr. Blanchard? So don't tell me about this rock bottom. You're not there, my man. Okay? You're just being ungrateful.
Everything going wrong in business, finances. Yeah, because of your decisions. But that doesn't mean that you hit rock bottom. The fastest way to change your situation, ladies and gentlemen, is to change your thinking about your situation. See, many of you are trying to change the physicality of your life. You're trying to change all the physical things on the outside of you, but you need to change your perception of everything that's taking place in your life. You have to change the thinking first. Until a man or a woman changes his or her thinking, his or her life will never change. Okay? Look at that red light. That means stop the negative thoughts. Stop the bullshit. Stop the excuses. Stop whining. Stop bitching. Stop complaining. That's what the red light means. Stop doing the dumb shit that you know you're doing that is completely destroying your life. Just stop. Stop smoking so much. Stop using drugs. Stop drinking so much. Stop going out to the club. Stop going to the bars. Stop chasing women. Stop chasing men. Stop doing all the things that are completely destroying and adulterating your life. Does that make sense? Stop. How old and how worse and how bad does it need to get before you decide to change?
Now.
Okay. Any more questions for me before I let you go? I'm excited about tomorrow's workout. I got shoulders. I'm putting that work. You're very welcome, Melissa. How many of you got value here tonight? Comment below if you got value here tonight, if you receive value. How did you get into the tech space without a degree?
Because I'm a badass, Curtis. That's how. What are you talking about? Because my name is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. I can do whatever I want to do. I don't need a degree to be in the tech space. I do what I want when I want to do it because I decide to do it. Okay? I don't need any prerequisites to do what I do. I just decide and I do. That's it. That's the type of energy I want you to have. You just make a decision to do it and you do it. I don't care about what people say I gotta have or what you, well, you gotta do this. Well, you know, the industry says, I don't give a fuck what the industry says. What does Wesley say? Well, Wesley says that his app that's getting ready to launch to the masses, it's gonna change the world. It's gonna be the number one app on the App Store. Yeah, I know, it sounds crazy, right? Man, what, you gonna beat TikTok? You gonna beat them too?
I'm gonna beat everybody. You know why? Because I'm just, because I'm a fucking king. You know, I cannot be something that I cannot be number two. It's impossible for me to be number two in anything. It's just impossible. I'm always number one. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to become number one in anything that I do, anything that I decide to do. And once you decide to have that same type of energy, maybe you will be able to join me at the top.
Okay.
Of course I'm going to be number one. Absolutely. What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm going to be number one. You may as well say, damn, Wes, you're number one right now. You may as well comment below and say, damn, Wes, you did. Your app is killing it. You're doing $10, $30 million a month right now. You might as well go ahead and say that I'm number one right now. Go ahead and give me my flowers right now. Don't wait till I win and succeed because I'm already winning. Go ahead and give me my flowers right now in the comment section below. I don't want you to come back 5 years, 4 years. Man, he did say he was going to do it. Nah, give my flowers right now. It's already done. Just say, damn, that guy's number one. Damn, he do it now. Don't come back to this post 5 years from now and say, man, he did say that. Damn, he on every television on the planet. Damn, he on every podcast, every Forbes list. Damn. No, tell me right now. Give me my flowers now. Don't even wait. Because it's already done. Give me my flowers right now in the comment section. Because it's already done. Because I don't want you to look foolish. And come back and say, man, now, well, he did say he was going to do it. Damn, I didn't think he really, what he did. Give me my flowers. Put an emoji of a flower in the comment section below. Give me my flower. Give me my roses right now. Show me my love right now. Do it right now. Don't wait. I want you to say, man, I already knew he was going to do it. I already knew it. I'm not surprised that this man's a billionaire. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised this man is on a private, on his own $80 million private jet. I'm not surprised. Give me my flowers right now. Please, right now, give me my flowers.
Okay? Of course. What's next? Love the music app, Wes. I use the Genius script to be specific about what I wanted and why. It's already been a game changer in 2 days. Much love, beauty behind the bars. Love you. Love you to life. All right, folks. Thank you for the flowers, but I'm going to let you go. Okay? I'm going to let you go. I love all of you. Okay. I love all of you. I want all of you to win. This is the time that you should work. Okay, it's 1:30 a.m. in the morning here in Colombia. Work. Get focused. Work. Put that work in. Work. You hear me? Put that work in right now. Turn on the lights. Lock in, work. Work while your competitors are asleep. While everybody else is asleep, just work. It's going to be worth it. Trust me, I'm working. I'm not asleep, I'm working. Last night I worked about 5 o'clock and I'm working. I'm not sleeping, I'm working. I'm too excited to sleep. Okay? Love you. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for the likes and shares. Thank you for coming to More Value Below. I'll see you tomorrow. Much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, and let's go.